It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, trying to broadcast from our ancillary bunker linked to our main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. For those of you not aware, we got hit with a power surge in my tribute to Rush Limbaugh. The deep state obviously did not want me doing that testimonial to Rush. They took the station down. The station's back up now, obviously, terrestrially. But as I understand it, the internet signal is down and will probably be down for the rest of the show. It appears the deep state has succeeded, at least on that front. Very frustrating, very maddening, and it shows how desperate and panicked these scum are, that they are so adverse to the freedom of speech that they would try to shut down a radio station. This is two times in the past 3 weeks. My next guest is someone who the deep state is not fond of either. Why? Because he pushes for accountability. Yeah, for honesty, for evidence, for truth, for transparency. And they despise him for it. He's an incredibly courageous freedom fighter, has been for decades, and continues to fight for every American 24/7. It's my honor to welcome back General Tom McInerney, who's a very dear friend. He served as a pilot, commander, and strategic planner in the United States Air Force. Tom retired from military service as assistant vice chief of staff of the Air Force and director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting to the Secretary of Defense. General McInerney graduated from the United States Military Academy and earned a master's degree in international relations from George Washington University. He also attended the Armed Forces Staff College and the National War College. It's my honor to welcome back to Operation Freedom my friend, General Tom McInerney. Tom, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Great to be with you, Dr. Dave. Thanks for having me.
Well, Tom, we got hit again with the deep state went after us, took the station down yet again, and they got the internet signal down. So obviously we're doing something right to upset them.
That means you're over the target and getting a lot of flack, Dr. Dave, and, and keep doing it.
Well, I'm not going to stop, Tom, and neither are you. Let's drop some ordnance on these deep state scum. Tom, let's talk about their favorite topic that they want to suppress, that being election interference. Tom, many of us are frustrated because, the evidence, the clear evidence that you have articulately presented on a number of different platforms, and investigative journalists Mary Fanning and Alan Jones that have brought forward, and Dell have been brought forward, and many other patriots have brought forward, such as Colonel Phil Waldron, about the election interference. It really hasn't had its day in the sun yet, because the deep state and individuals that have an R after their name and D after their name that are all associated with the deep state have suppressed the information, whether it being on January 6th when that goat rodeo of a riot broke out at the Capitol, and then again in the impeachment hearing, when many of us thought at least it might start to see the light of day. Tom, do you believe that this evidence is going to see the light of day as time unfolds?
Dr. Dave, that's a very good question. I don't know, but I can assure you, with the assistance of people like you and your network and your program and others, we will continue to pound on it, because it is so absolutely obvious that the Biden administration is an unconstitutionally elected administration. The first time, I believe, in our history. There is certainly question in the Nixon-JFK election. But this one, there is absolutely no question about it. And it's so clear from any direction you go to look at it, from the battleground states with the number of votes turned in, to the unconstitutional practices that those states used, that they didn't follow their constitution and the legislatures bailed, did not hold them accountable. And then we had all the way up to the Supreme Court, the judicial branch of our government, both states and at the Supreme Court, with trivial reasons such as lack of standing. They wouldn't hear these cases. And even in the executive, the FBI, Department of Justice, the Cyber Command, all these different agencies did not report this cyber warfare that was used along with the other conditions. And, you know, everybody, I think, is familiar with SolarWinds and that massive cyber attack by either Russia or China or both on the U.S. government. Cyber is so prevalent, it's daily used against businesses, manufacturing, banks, etc. And nobody wants to hold our election system, which was the most massive cyber attack by foreigners, primarily led by China, but there were five other nations involved, to include the Vatican. And nobody wants to look at it or talk about it. It is President Trump won 79 million votes to 68 million for Biden. It was clear and it was easily provable. And so what we are demanding is a transparent, meaning the American people can look at it, it should be done in the open, audit of the 2020 election. Why President Trump did not do that before he left, and he had the good opportunity and almost did, appointed Sidney Powell as a special counsel on the 18th of December. He should have looked at it earlier. He had the deep state around him. We still haven't found out why he did not do that and get an audit. And then, of course, I believe Vice President Pence committed treason when he didn't challenge the votes on the 6th of January this year, when he went up to the Congress for the Electoral College. He should have clearly articulated the violations that those six or eight battleground states had in their election processes, from mail-in ballots to a whole host of things that were not part of the state's constitution, which our constitution, the federal constitution, the U.S. Constitution, demands. So there's so many obvious fraudulent activities, Dr. Dave, and nobody except people like you and leaders in the broadcasting business that are willing to take on facts to defend our Constitution are asking it. The mainstream media, Fox News, which I worked for almost 17 years, did not touch this, won't touch it. Who else is willing to touch it? One American network did, in all fairness, and they did a very good job, and the program that Mike Lindell had, mm-hmm. in Absolute Proof, they broadcasted it for about 4 hours rolling. And my commendation to One American Network, but Newsmax didn't, and none of the other mainstream TV outfits did. You are. Dr. Dave Janda is taking this issue on. Thank you, and God bless you.
Well, you know, Tom, as you've mentioned countless times, this is beyond President Trump. This is about our constitutional republic. And if you have an election that is fraudulent, then your constitutional republic borders on being fraudulent and to disintegrate itself. And, you know, Tom, you mentioned the Absolute Proof. You were a part of that great documentary that Mike Lindell hosted. It was a great documentary. And to those people who say, well, yeah, it's a documentary, but we need something more than that. Well, frankly, there was a tremendous amount of evidence presented by many presenters in that documentary. But also, Director of National Intelligence Radcliffe, he unclassified a report, I believe much too late, but it's still better late than never, that showed that China was integrally involved in the election fraud in November of 2020. Yet the bought-off lamestream fake media, Tom, will not go there.
Nor does the Republican National Committee, nor does the the military, the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I think they must have taken a different oath than I took. The oath I took was to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, Dr. Dave. The foreign people doing this massive cyber, and there were lots of other massive fraudulent activities going on, but the massive cyber was conducted primarily by China. Yes, Pakistan was involved, North Korea was involved, Russia was involved. As I mentioned, the Vatican was involved. There were a number of other countries that were involved. And President Trump signed an executive order on the 12th of September, 2018 that said if there was foreign activity involved in the election, that it would be a national emergency would be declared. He declared a national emergency, as I understand it, but they didn't take the action. And that's all we're asking. We're not unreasonable to do this. Why the Vice President Pence didn't do it. If he would have listened to the movie or seen the movie, Absolute Power, he would have understood what was going on, why the Vice President didn't do this when his constitutional responsibility was to certify the Electoral College. And there were so many obvious, it wasn't just a massive cyber warfare, there were just so many other violations of the state constitutions. And yet, no court has fully taken this issue up yet. No court, Dr. Dave. Why not? Why hasn't the military seen the same information that you and I have seen with hammer and scorecard, and we know the exact time, date, time, group, where it came from, what computers they hacked, et cetera, and how many votes were shifted? How do people know that I understand that President Trump won 79 million votes and Biden had 68 million. It's very simple. Just look at the data. It was presented in absolute proof that Mike Lindell and Mr. House and Brandon House and Mary Fanning produced and directed. If we know this, why doesn't Cyber Command know it? Why doesn't the FBI know it? Why doesn't CIA know it? Why don't all these people in the executive department know it? Why didn't President Trump know it? That's the question we're asking. Why didn't our military know it? Our military is responsible, and their oath is against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Did they take a different oath than I took, or are they part of the deep state? General Milley, you're the chairman. What have you done about it? What have you asked Cyber Command to review? It's very simple. For instance, at 0631 hours on the 4th, the day after, the morning after of November, in Michigan, your state, Dr. Dave, 149,772 votes came in for President-elect, now President Biden. At 0631 hours, if you can tell, at 0631, you had 149,772 votes for Biden, Dr. Dave, someone must understand what's going on. Virginia had the same thing. It's now becoming obvious that I read a report last week that there were 300,000 votes for Biden in the wee hours of the morning. Well, that's when cyber warfare works, and they put hammer and scorecard on it. When you've had the 90% of the votes in, they know which way it's going to go, and then they put their application, like on your iPhone, they put that on the total votes. That's very easy to analyze. And I know that NSA and Cyber Command must have at least gathered all that data, whether they analyzed it or not, they should have, because coming from Red China, Chinese Communist Party, they should have been analyzing that data 24/7. Why didn't they, Dr. Dave? That's what I'm demanding. Why didn't the president ask for a special counsel and direct one when he was still the chief executive? And now you've got a president that's got over 50 executive orders, and all of them either benefit China directly like on energy independence, et cetera, or benefit a democratic, socialist, communist society in the future. We did not elect a person to do that. No president has done over 50 executives orders in less than a month. And Biden has done that. I don't even use the term president in front of him because it's an embarrassment. America has got to wake up. You're helping us do this, Dr. Dave. It's extremely important that we demand, as Americans, that we have a bipartisan effort on the 2020 election. It could be done in 5 days. Sidney could have done it in 5 days. Sidney Powell, if President Trump would have tasked her to do it. The data is just looming in front of us.
Folks, we're speaking with General Tom McInerney. You know, Tom, you held some of the top security clearances that our government possesses. You've had an opportunity to look through this data. Of course, there are people that, I don't know, they seem to want to protect the deep state by saying, well, some of this data that's presented is not accurate. Now, Tom, you are a data analyst extraordinaire. You've had an opportunity to look at this. You've had an opportunity to speak with many people very high up in the IT world, very high up in the intel world. In our conversations, and tell me if I'm wrong, you firmly believe that this data that was presented in the documentary Absolute Proof was not only accurate, but beyond the real deal. Am I wrong in that assessment?
No, you're absolutely spot on. I that data grew out of a top secret signals intelligence program started by CIA and Intel people to listen to the Taliban and the radical Islamists. And Biden's team of Jim Clapper and John Brennan, 2 weeks after Biden took over, hijacked it. And they started listening to Americans in the U.S. And that's why they have so much dominant control on so many American politicians. But my point is, that is the real deal. Unfortunately, we now know that Hammer and Scorecard was sold or given to the Red Chinese, and they used it in this election. Look, a day before this election, Dave, as I've said in your program the last time I was on 2 November on Steve Bannon's show, and Sidney Powell was a co-host, and I said that Hammer and Scorecard, this top-secret program, SAP, Special Access Program, was going to be used in this election. I was tipped off the day before, on Sunday the 1st. Monday the 2nd, I went on. And I predicted this, and it turned out exactly to be what happened. Now, if I predicted this, it wasn't maybe, it was going to happen. And even further evidence, on the 5th of January, in the election down in Georgia for the runoff of the two senators, at 11:30 at night, I got a call from my source. And they told me that the ISI in Pakistan, in Islamabad, Pakistan, was looking at the servers in Atlanta, and I think it was in Fulton County, actually, and they were starting to work them. I called somebody who you know very well, Dave, and I told him he happened to be down in Georgia, in Atlanta. I said, can you get them to stop the count? And I know that's difficult to do. It's impossible. And he was not able to. But from the time I saw at 11:30 when they started modulating the servers to 12:30, it went from Kelly and Dave winning to by 12:30 they were behind and they lost. That is ridiculous. And so they lost those two Senate seats. And they couldn't have had two, those two guys that won it were out of the clown cars. They were incompetent. People know that. Yet they won. And why did they do it? Because foreign cyber warfare was used. Anybody says, wait till 2022, we're going to take the House, get a life. It doesn't matter how many people come out and vote in the future. They're going to change it with cyber warfare. Unless we do something, and we cannot wait till 2022, the American people have got to demand. They've got to demand that we have a full audit, a transparent audit, that the American people can look and see what happened in 2022. It's not too late, Dr. Dave.
Well, and Tom, to all those people who say, oh, that's water over the bridge. No, it's not water over the bridge. And in fact, all you and many of other folks, including myself, are asking for is a transparent, accountable audit. Can be done on live TV with observers there from that have a D after their name, have an R after their name, or have an M after their name for Martian, for all we care. But and in fact, Tom, the person who should champion this the most is Biden. Because I don't understand how someone like him can try, at least to try, to govern when he knows that millions, tens of millions of Americans dispute the results that were shoved down the throat of the American public.
79 million, to be exact, Dr. Dave. And so it's important for this nation that we have that transparent audit. But it is just imperative. And you're right. Biden should demand it. If he wants the people of the United States to support him, the 79 million that voted for President Trump, then he should be wanting it. But you know they got it illegally. Or why else would he have 50 executive orders out? No president has done that. I think the most before were 5 or 6 by Obama. And I think President Trump had 5. So why would he have over 50? Because he's afraid, he wants to get these changes in and make things happen. And by the time the American people figure it out, well, America, wake up, stand up, America. We've got to take this issue on, Dr. Dave.
I completely agree. And you know, folks, if you want the investigative journalists and their writings that have done the most and the deepest dissection on this issue, go to theamericanreport.org. There's a huge number of articles there about cyber warfare and on this election. Tom, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. You put your life on the line for many decades while in the military, and continue to put your life on the line every day for every American. And I thank you for your perseverance, your dedication, your sacrifice, and your courage. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom, and I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker linked to our main freedom bunker in the People's Republic of